be back into open session to discuss 2588. You know, this is a tragic case. Given the events and how things transpired shortly after miscalculation of a pharmaceutical, you know, it's hard not to see a direct link or it being having an influence on the outcome. You know, I do think that this veterinarian should be commended on, like I said, the level of honesty, recognizing the mistake and being able to discuss that and provide that information to the owner. It doesn't change the fact this is what occurred. And it obviously, you know, like I said, there's strong correlation or suspicion that it led to the demise of this dog. How, you know, to me, working in that setting, the dosage shouldn't be something, I mean, that should be pretty well memorized. I understand that looking up additional information to see what effects it may have on various conditions is understandable, but there's a big difference there. Your thoughts?
Okay. Let me just address the memorization thing first. I don't actually believe in memorizing doses because it has the potential of causing error. In many emergency practices, they'll have charts on the walls with drug doses, and drug dosages are readily available in a variety of forms, formularies, emergency medicine textbooks, and so forth. And that's easily available. I think there should be a sense of what's just a background sense of how much might I need to give, and you double check, because I almost look up every dose, and I've been doing it for X number of years. Back to what you started with, this doctor is extremely remorseful. She found the error on her own. She owned up, she notified up the chain, and I do agree that there's a cause and effect between the administration and the death. We don't know what the problem was with this dog. There was no diagnosis. I do believe the dog was the condition was serious, but we'll never know what that was. And I have some concerns about this process having a long-term effect on somebody's career, I'm not sure exactly how we can deal with that, but I'm sensitive to it.
Yeah, but I think our job is there a violation or not?
Correct.
We don't
set. Yes. I think there is a violation, and the doctor had basically said there was.
Dr. Brady?
I think the doctor made a mistake in the calculation. I think all the rest of her care was great. I still think a working diagnosis could have been an anaphylaxis. I think it's very possible the pericardial effusion occurred during recovery. I think she got a great resource. I use it all the time. Only veterinarians go on there. It is a paid service, so lay people would not pay to use it. However, I do think that she needs to be held accountable for her miscalculation. It was substantial. Unfortunately, I don't think it was careless. I don't think it was intentional, but it did happen, and I think that holds some merit to a violation. Unfortunately. Because I do think she self-reported. I think it could have easily been swept under the rug.
Absolutely.
She came straight up and she accounted for it. And all of those actions show a great heart, a great doctor, and let her take care of my own pet. Yeah. But I do think that holds some accountability for that.
Absolutely.
The only thing I want to tell you is I taught for 30 years and we told all the students not to use VIN because you have no idea of the quality of the information there. Well, while you can have a good library with current textbooks that are fabulous.
Or we use Plum for all our dosages. So.
Okay.
So, as far as, I mean, essentially this is malpractice.
You may want to look at the definition of medical incompetence.
Medical incompetence is lack of sufficient medical knowledge or skills likely to endanger the health of the patient.
Yeah, 16.
Which I don't think is right. I mean, I think we're more up in gross negligence through the miscalculation because it caused death based on the evidence that we see. And I agree with you that all after the admission that I think I calculated this wrong is mitigation that the next level takes into account. But I think when you look at the facts presented as they're presented, it's which one of those it falls into, because the mistake was made.
Exactly. I think that's what, you know, we focus on what happens later is not.
Right. That's why the other board.
I'm good with gross negligence.
Okay. So that's 32-22, 32-11.
10 is gross negligence.
10.
I think it's 11.
Is it 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's 10 on the purple.
Okay, I'm on the blue.
Blue. Oh, no, it is 11. Malpractice, gross incompetence, or gross negligence.
Yes, the violation itself is ARS 32.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 11, yes, that part.
Gross negligence.
But under the definition.
Definition.
Is there, I guess a question I have, is there anything that this committee can forward to the board in terms of this doctor's conduct?
The board will have the audio recording and will review all of your comments as well as that by the complainant and the licensee.
Can we make an additional notation or is that?
You know, I mean, you can, in addition to what you've already said, you mean?
Yeah, I guess I just think if we make a motion that I guess I would like to attach an additional notation or follow it with some kind of comment from the committee in terms of our assessment or our opinion of this doctor's conduct, which I think is kind of important in this case.
I mean, we wouldn't even be here if it was a dose of amoxicillin that was not miscalculated. It was just unfortunate that this had was critical.
We would not be here if had this doctor not owned up to her error. Right, which is extremely important.
But I think the board is going to be able to take that into consideration because we've restated it several times.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I will add that in the conversation of the report.
They have a lot of audio to go through.
Okay.
Can you have a motion? Yeah, what was the 32-22, 32-11? Make a motion, you know, in case 2588, find a violation specific to 32-22, 32-11. Gross negligence as it pertains to miscalculation of dosage that caused potential cause of death. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
A report of this committee's findings and conclusions will be sent to the board. That report is advisory in nature. The case will be on the agenda at a future board meeting. The board meets the third Wednesday of the month. You'll be notified by mail as to when the case will appear before the board as a new investigative inquiry. Do you guys want to go to the next case or need a break?
Break.
Okay. 5 minutes.